Welcome to the Principal Liner Notes podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, and I am coming at you on a Friday before my winter break. This is going to be another impromptu digital carpool episode where in my morning commute, I've got some things on my heart that I want to share with you. So I've saved you a seat. I've also saved you a cup holder so you can put in your coffee, your tea, your water, whatever, juice, whatever it is. I've got mine reserved for my coffee, and I'm excited to share and connect with you on this virtual morning commute. Thanks for tuning in. For the impromptu morning commute podcast, just a quick disclaimer. If this is your first time tuning in, you may hear some traffic noises in the background. That's because I am literally driving to the schoolhouse and recording this podcast all from my iPhone. And I'm doing my best to be safe, and you may hear a pregnant pause or what have you. And again, this podcast is all done live in one take off the top of my heart. And I've saved you a seat, and I am gonna start riffing. I'm glad that you're here. Often in our role as leaders, we are charged with sharing some important information. We're charged with having hard and crucial conversations. And sometimes when we share big ideas and hard truths, as we do it with the utmost enthusiasm and professionalism, sometimes we are met with the chirping of crickets on the other side of that conversation or presentation. And I when I talk about crickets chirping, I don't know if you've watched Looney Tunes or cartoons or what have you, and it's an old kind of bit in cartoons. At least that's how I take it to be. Daffy, and it usually happened to Daffy Duck, if you remember that crazy character from Looney Tunes. Daffy Duck was the nemesis of Bugs Bunny, and he was often trying to upstage Bugs Bunny. And there's a very famous Looney Tunes cartoon where Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny are kind of doing this this game of showbiz one-upmanship, and they're trying to outperform the other, and Bugs Bunny has the upper hand. He gets the applause, he gets the acclaim, and anytime that Daffy Duck, and he's out there just performing and tap dancing and singing and juggling and doing magic tricks, and then he does not get the same reception that Bugs Bunny got from the audience. He gets the chirping of crickets, and it's a trope that basically means no one's listening. No one's receiving what you're saying. No one's accepting what you're doing. And it's comedic, and it's funny. And it's been used in cartoons and movies and television shows and such. And it's also a bit of an idiom as well. I don't know how popular it is now or how much it is used in time, but the chirping of crickets, right? We've all been there. Whether you're a teacher, a leader, educator, whether you're in the corporate world, education world, whatever it is, right? When you are charged with, based upon your gig, based upon your job, you're charged with sharing something. And it could be something about change leadership. It could be something about Could be a hard truth, a hard fact. You're trying to create a sense of urgency. You're trying to have a crucial conversation with someone, or even you're just excited to share this idea, this dream that you have about something. And you're using all of the Simon Sinek moves, right? Start with why, and you've got the golden circle up, and maybe you've even queued up his TED talk in your presentation, or you've quoted him, and maybe you've got the funny meme or the funny viral video that's going to help sell your idea or pitch your idea or help present your truth. And you do all these great presentation things. You even walk around like it's a TED talk, right? And you get the chirping of crickets. And that chirping of crickets, I don't know about you, but I know that can be a sign of defeat for me. And then it can also be lead to a pathway towards imposter syndrome and second guessing yourself and second guessing your core and second guessing your ideas and second guessing the gifts and strengths that you have. And we've talked about imposter syndrome on this podcast before, and you know, sometimes we as leaders, we don't give ourselves enough grace, or we don't give ourselves enough attention to the gifts and the strengths that we have as we're trying to pull those out of others. And sometimes when we don't pay attention to those gifts and strengths, when we're faced with the audio din of the chirping of crickets, it can be a tough gig, right? So here's the thing: when the crickets chirp, we have to shift. And this shift is something that has to be intentional and strategic, and it does take a little bit of courage and a little bit of risk taking and a lot of reflection. And when I talk about the shift, I'm talking about how we just have to change our mindset. And sometimes we wait for that miracle cure, right? Or we wait for that perfect quote or that perfect meme or that perfect workshop or webinar that's gonna help, you know, maybe improve our mindset. And not to downplay those things too, because those things have an importance as well. I'll echo on that a little bit later in this riff. But we really have to tune into the shift. And that means sometimes physically removing yourself from maybe the pain that those chirping crickets can bring. It may be listening to someone else who we respect and admire, or it may be just having an awareness that we have to shift, having an awareness that we have to tune up and to pivot when those crickets chirp. I've been thinking a lot of Dave Burgess, you know, the publisher and author and podcaster. You may know his book Teach Like a Pirate and all of the wonderful books that he's published through Dave Burgess Consulting Inc. And he's got a great podcast called The Dave Burgess Show. And I was just listening to his most recent episode where he talked about a life change that he went through, and he talked about the rain and getting wet and how he shifted his thinking. And that kind of episode, which I found very inspirational and very well timed, kind of echoes a little bit about what I'm talking about here about this shift, because I've been thinking about this. How can we shift when that happens? How can I help you as a listener, as a friend, you know, when you're feeling lonely and when you're feeling down and when you're feeling like, man, I am wearing that imposter syndrome cape right now and I can't take it off and I don't know what to do. And I've got all these ideas and I've got all these things that I want to do and no one wants to receive them. No one wants to take them. So I'll share with you just another kind of quick blurb here for you. When I mentioned Dave Burgess and I mentioned, you know, his publishing company, and I will say, as disclaimer, and a proud disclaimer, he took a chance on my book, The Pepper Effect, and published it back in 2018, and I'm very grateful for that support and grateful for that. Well, prior to that, I had made some other book proposal pitches, and they all failed, all of them, every single one of them. And in some cases, the book proposals that I had pitched were politely declined. And in some cases, they were very painfully. In fact, in one case, I got a really bold, painful rejection, and it wasn't so polite actually, and it was devastating, and I really thought about giving up. I had this dream of writing. I had this dream of writing a bucket list book, and it was an accomplishment that I wanted to do. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to give up on this dream and just forget about it. And I remember talking to my friend and mentor, and he was also a recent guest here on the Principal Liner Notes, Todd Whitaker, and someone who I respect and I value his insight and I value his wisdom. He, as I've said many times, he is my edubeatles. He inspired for me the concept of hashtag Celebrate Monday, and he continues to inspire me as a leader, as a principal, as an educator, as a writer, as a human being. And I remember when I had this conversation with Todd about rejection, and you know, I said, you know what, man, I'm just kind of done. And with writing and trying to get my foot in the door, it's not worth it. And I remember he stopped me. He interrupted me and said, no, you need to understand this. You need to understand that publishers need people like you, Sean, need people like us. There's always a publisher somewhere that is going to need your content and is going to need your words. And he said that to me in a very powerful, forceful, emphatic way that really struck a nerve in a good way. And it caused a shift. And he was right. And it emboldened me actually to kind of change the idea that I was proposing and to take a risk on this thing called the Pepper Effect. And it landed in the hands of Dave Burgess, and the book was published. Now, that shift in thinking, that mindset shift, that paradigm shift, whatever you want to call it, was something that I was able to hang on to. And it sustained me, and it took the wise advice of a good friend and mentor to kind of make me snap out of the doldrums and imposter syndrome that I was embracing. Again, the power of the shift, the power of the pivot, the power of whatever you want to call it. I'm kind of struggling with what word I want to put on it. I'm trying to come up with a cutesy word, and I keep coming back to shift. But this shift that caused me to change my mind, change my thoughts, and there's all kinds of research and science behind that. But nevertheless, I was able to make a shift. And I say that to you, when those crickets chirp, when you're sharing your idea, when you're having that hard conversation, and you don't feel like your message is being received or accepted, don't take that. Don't accept that. Don't embrace that mindset. Rather, think about how those chirping crickets probably saying one thing. Maybe you need to be more clear. Maybe you need to refocus your idea and start over again. And that's okay. You know, sometimes we're not always clear in our thoughts. And sometimes those crickets are going to chirp back because they don't know what the heck you're talking about, right? But maybe then you might have to do another kind of shift. And maybe it's, all right, when these crickets are chirping, well, man, I've got ideas. I've got strengths. I've got gifts. They're going to land somewhere. There's somebody out there in the world that will receive this and will help me with this idea or help me with this thought and help me with this collaboration. And maybe I need to shoot the message someplace else. Maybe I need to shoot the message elsewhere. Maybe I need to do something. Hold on a second. I'm at a stop sign and I see somebody I know. Sorry about that. I told you that this is an impromptu live podcast. I was at a stop sign and I saw an old friend, old colleague crossing the street, and I had to say hello. So sorry for interrupting our conversation here in the morning commute. It truly is all done live in one take and all off the top of my heart to you. So kind of getting back to what I was riffing on about in the last segment, this shift of thought, the shift of thinking when those crickets chirp. You got to face those crickets too. You have to accept those crickets and accept that as an invitation to that shift, whatever it may be. Last night, I was in a Zoom session with some colleagues and collaborators and new and old friends. And it was so refreshing to be among folks where we could share ideas and exchange. And I'm on this this leadership panel that I'm collaborating on with a friend and colleague of mine, Sarah Candela, also another previous guest on the Principal Liner Notes, and we're working on a couple of projects together, and we're forming this kind of leadership panel and talking about adaptability, and I just took great joy in the moment of this kind of sharing of ideas and questions, and it was rich and it was real and it was organic and it was sincere, and there was a sense of belonging and psychological safety, and I just said, man, isn't it nice to be in a virtual room in a space where all of us have been in that situation where crickets have chirped and we've all found each other. And I'm grateful to be here with you in this moment. Sometimes we have to step outside our comfort zone. Sometimes we have to step outside whatever zone that we're in to find those kindred spirits that will accept ideas and support our strengths and our gifts. And it's really important that we do that for each other as well. So even if those chirping crickets, there'll be a time where they're going to share an idea or thought with you. Use that as an opportunity to model that active listening. Use that as an opportunity to model that active engagement and collaboration. And don't let those chirping crickets depersonalize you or diminish you or diminish the strengths that you have. Consider it an invitation to shift, to step up, to enhance, to keep moving, to keep going. Again, I think about, again, this notion of rejection, and another previous guest of the Principal Liner Notes that was on this year, Max Pizarro, my great friend from college and also a writer and news editor who I greatly admire and respect. And he would say how when he would write and send book proposals, he just used that as fuel to ignite his flame to write and push even more. What a shift to have when we're facing those chirping crickets. Use it as that ignition to fuel your fires even more, to create the masterpiece that you have in you and to create that masterpiece that the world needs and that will help make the world a better place. I've been co-facilitating a Voxer book study with my great friend Lauren Kaufman, and the book study is centering around our friend Megan Lawson's Legacy of Learning, and I cannot recommend that book more. And in a Voxer book study, you know, sometimes the dance floor gets crowded, and Lauren and I have done our best to really facilitate that Voxer book study in a very intentional way, in terms of serving and supporting the beautiful vision that Megan has kind of put forth in her book Legacy of Learning. And we've been talking about the notion of invitation, and I've been also reflecting on that as well in relation to the chirping of crickets. And in a Voxer book study, or in a book study, it's really important, because it's virtual, that you invite everyone, but you also have to acknowledge everyone as well. And although you may not be able to change everyone's mind or to change everyone's mindset, and not everyone may be as readily to shift as you are, you know, when we talk about the chirping of crickets, it's also important, as I said in the previous segment, that we've got to model what we expect, or model what we desire. And I firmly believe in the power of invitation. You know, whether it's inviting that person in, but then also acknowledging who that person is, acknowledging what that person brings to the table. Sometimes my meetings go on too long because I do spend a lot of time trying to find those connections and trying to make sure that everyone feels invited and that everyone feels acknowledged. And you do that in kind of a few simple moves by just calling that person by name, citing a specific strength or a past victory that person is responsible for, and then finding a way to connect that to the purpose at hand, or to connect that to the purpose, the task that needs to be completed. So again, if you want to take just kind of a quick thing that you can take away and do tomorrow in terms of battling those chirping of crickets and not letting it diminish you or depersonalize you, take that high road and model what you expect. So the next time you're in a meeting, or the next time you're in a gathering or whatever, one, call that person by name. And when you call somebody by name, that's an invitation, right? Two, acknowledge a past strength or past accomplishment that person you called by name did. And then three, connect that person's strength or that person's accomplishment to the purpose at hand. Those three ways. Try that. And that might be a way to battle those chirping of crickets. It might shift the culture and the dynamic on how ideas are received. And it might ignite future collaborations, or it might enhance the masterpiece that you want to see happen in your organization or schoolhouse or department. That's it for this impromptu episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. Thank you so much for riding along with me. I hope that wherever your destination is, you arrive there safely and you arrive there with a sense of belonging and purpose. Wherever you're landing, that place is lucky to have you a part of their team and a part of their organization. And I know that they're grateful for you, just as I am grateful for you. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. I've got a connected conversation on the horizon, and I'm talking to a student teacher, and I'm so excited to have Katie Roby on the next episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast, which I'll roll out in the next day or so. We have a great conversation about music and education, the Pepper Effect, and all the things there. And speaking of music, next week I am so just beyond excited, beyond thrilled to be visiting finally the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. I will be live podcasting from there, and or impromptu live broadcast podcasting from there. I'll be visiting the Get Back to Let It Be Beatles exhibit and be doing a little bit of research for the follow-up to the Pepper Effect. More on that in the next few weeks or so, next month or so. But I'll be sure to follow my journeys on X or Instagram as I take pictures and things. And I know it's going to be a fun and an emotional journey in the midst of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm real grateful that my wife, Deb, has gifted me with this really special visit for the holidays. So I'm excited about this adventure, and I'm babbling like a fool right now. So let me get back into my professional sign-off here in this podcast. Don't forget to share with the world your dreams, your ideas, your gifts, because the world needs them, and you help make the world a better place. And don't forget to transcend the sound of the chirping of those crickets. It's actually an invitation for you to ignite the fire behind your ideas even more. This is Sean Gaylord, and this is the Principal Liner Notes podcast. Thanks for tuning in.